four words embody the spirit of Anzac: courage, endurance, mateship, and sacrifice. And three words have stood the test of time, lest we forget.
We will remember them, give thanks and honour them.
The English poet laureate John Masefield spoke of the Australian thus: during the war, the English suddenly became aware of a new kind of man, unlike any usually seen there. These strangers were not Europeans, they were not Americans. On the whole, they were taller, broader, better looking, and more graceful in their movements than other races. Since that time, the Australian Army has become famous all over the world as the finest army engaged in the Great War. Life in the trenches is one of the most enduring images of the First World War. Conditions in the trenches were beyond squalid. The danger of a gas attack was always present. Up to a third of all Allied casualties on the Western Front were sustained within the trenches. If the enemy didn't get you, disease was often not far behind. Know that without the men and women who fought, we may not have the lives we live today. Remember them and honour them always. The Australian Army Nursing Service was formed in July of 1903 as part of the Australian Army Medical Corps. During the war, 2,000 of its members served overseas. They worked in hospitals, on hospital ships and trains, or in casualty clearing stations closer to the front line. They served in locations from Britain to India, to France and Belgium, the Mediterranean and the Middle East. 25 died during their service. Sadly, the Great War did not end with the silence of the guns. Across Australia, people resolved that the deaths would not be in vain. The Great War was to be the war to end all wars, but sadly, it wasn't then and isn't now. Siegfried Sassoon wrote, "Look down and swear by the slain of the war that you'll never forget." Our nation's memories are on the headstones of the Australian soldiers buried overseas.
The nation is in mourning for a soldier. Died today.
Australian pilots played a significant role during World War I, serving with distinction in both the Australian Flying Corps and British flying units. Some pilots of distinction: Captain Harry Cobby, credited with 29 confirmed kills and awarded the Distinguished Service Order and the Distinguished Flying Cross. Major Edgar Johnston, awarded the DSO and the Military Cross. Captain Roderick Dallas, awarded the DSO and the Military Cross. And Captain Robert Little, the highest scoring Australian ace of the war with 47 confirmed kills. 178 Australian pilots lost their lives during World War I.
You never live to see what you gave to me. One shining dream of hope and love, life and liberty. With a host of brave unknown soldiers for your company, you will live forever here in our memory.
We Australians are defined by our values and beliefs, the way we relate to one another and see our place in the world. We are shaped by our triumphs, our failures, our heroes and villains, also by the way we have endured adversity. In a nation that was only 14 years old, 417,000 Australians volunteered for service in World War I. On the 19th of February 1942, Australia faced an unprecedented foreign attack on home soil with the bombing of Darwin, with at least 235 people killed, more than 400 wounded, 30 aircraft were destroyed, 9 ships sunk, and many civilian and military facilities were destroyed or damaged. The air attacks across northern Australia continued until November 1943, by which time the Japanese had raided Darwin at least 64 times and the top end over 200 times. None of the subsequent raids matched the ferocity, damage and deaths done during the air raids on that fateful day in 1942.
Bring him home! Bring him home!
At Gallipoli, the Victoria Cross was awarded to 9 Australians and 1 New Zealander, Lance Corporal Albert Jacker, Lance Corporal Leonard Casall, Lieutenant William John Simons, Corporal Alexander Stewart Burton, Lieutenant Frederick Harold Tubb, Corporal William Dunstan, Private John Hamilton, Captain Alfred John Shutt, Second Lieutenant Hugo Vivian Hope Throssell, and from New Zealand, Lieutenant Colonel Cyril Royston Guyton Bassett.
Bring him home! Bring him home! Bring him home!
As the gunfire ceased on the Western Front on the morning of November 11, 1918, Australia's war correspondent Charles Bean observed, "The gates to the future silently opened. In the annals of history, there exists a chapter of unparalleled sacrifice and bravery. The Great War stands as a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the enduring legacy of those who gave their all. But the soldiers who marched into the abyss of battle, their hearts resolute, their spirits unyielding, we owe an immeasurable debt. We bow our heads in solemn remembrance, paying homage to the fallen heroes of World War I and other wars. Their sacrifice resonates throughout the ages. We remember the poets who captured the anguish and futility of war. We remember the nurses who tended the wounded, their selflessness, a testament to the inherent goodness within us all. We remember the families who bore the weight of loss. Let us never forget the lessons of the past, nor the sacrifices made. We honour their legacy. We shall carry their memory in our hearts now and forevermore, lest we forget.